Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We're going to start the shiur from the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Afilu shama min anoshim oimreis meisish pleini dayoi." Even if you hear from women saying meisish pleini, it's enough. And Rashi's Mazbe, Shloihayu Mechavnis Lahayit, Umasichas Lafituman. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even if they weren't Bechlal coming to say Eidus, they were Masich Lafituman. In other words, that Filu is going on, that even if they're not being Mechavn Lahayit, because the truth is, there's a Chiddush in both. There's a Chiddush in that even if someone's Masich Lafituman, it's Neman. And sometimes you find that Fakir. Dafka Masich Lefituma is Neman. Like we see by Goy, where the Mishnah said, Am I Meschavan Eine Duse Eidus? Being Meschavan Lehaid is not good enough. And the Gemara says that even if he's Meschavan Lehatu, it's not good enough. You need Dafka Masich Lefituma. But here, we're saying a Chiddush that even Masich Lefituma is good enough. And Lechari the Chilik is like this. If you have someone that has a Kshash Meshaker, then you're not going to believe him when he's Meschavan Lehaid. You're going to be chayshish that he's lying. But Masich Lefitumai, that's more than a manis. If there's nothing to gain by lying, it's less likely that he's lying. But if something needs Eidos, and if something was chazal, wasn't Seimich on Masich Lefitumai, so if at any time you need Eidos, you'll need Mechavan Lehaid, and Masich Lefitumai wouldn't be enough. So that's a chiddush by Eidos Isha, that you don't need Eidus, Chazal was Seimech HaMesirich Levitumai, that's one of the coolest Chazal said by Igunim, you have Isha Daiku Mintzava, Mishim Iguna Kila Rabbana, Mitaich Chai Meshech Marta, that Mesirich Levitumai is good enough. Also, L'chaira, the Mishnah later says, brings a Machlokes Tanam, if you could be made, if Aisha is Neman, Legabe to be Mater, Aisha to get married, the Machlokes Yankov Chavezim and Aleph, Gemara says, "Chuzaku liyis masin emi piayid mi piyevim piyishu mi pishevcha." But in the earlier Tanar, Reb Lezer, Bishuna, Bekiva, before was chuzaku, they weren't matam misha misha. And you can learn that this Mishnah was going lechuli alma because since the tumah masich lefitumai, that was good lechuli alma. But legabe edus there, they weren't machshe yet a isha leedus until they were chuzaku liyis masin. Al kopanim, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah that the isha is Neman by Masich Lefitumai. The Sefta throws in, if you find Nashima being Mekainanais, they're being Masmid, the tragedy that somebody died, that's also good enough to be considered Masich Lefitumai, and the Isha could get married based on the Hesped that was said. So the Beis Yosef says Alocha based on that. That from here he's always Mecha. Whenever it seems that somebody dies, you have a rave that he died, you have a very good reason to believe that he died. So you want to make a hesped for him. So Beis Yosef was always meicha on that. Because since the halacha is that a hesped is enough to be called a masich lefitumai, kedei to matter his wife to get married. So unless you have enough edus with the yeshiva's bezin, with a klara edus, that he's dead, but oifen that his wife could get married, you're not allowed to do a hesped. Because will come at a takala. Based on the hesped, someone's going to be made that he's dead. And that is a good enough edus. And we know that there's not enough testimony to say he's dead. So, male, that's what the Beis Yosef Paskin, the Zoska Paskin, the Ramah, both here in Simon Yud Zayin and in Hilchas Avelus, Simon Shinayin Gimel, Simon Shinayin Hey, that you're not allowed to make Avelus or a hesped or a levaya or anything like that, unless there is enough edus that his wife could get married. The Gayin, in Simon Yud Zayin, he brings the Makar to this. The Gemara says in Ksuvis that an eid echad really is good enough to say someone is a kasher kayin in order he should eat truma. But it's not good enough to say that he's a kasher kayin legabe yuchsin, that his wife and his daughter can marry a kayin. And the Gemara says if you hold malam mitruma liyuchsin, then you need to aid them for Chuma also. You wouldn't be allowed to be Seimach on Eid Echad for Chuma, even though Be'etzim it's good enough, because Malam Mi Chuma Liyuchsin If eating chuma is a good enough raya for yuchsin, then you're not allowed to eat chuma yidei echad, because maybe it will be used as a raya for yuchsin. Who would then hear? Since we're learning in the Mishnah that's just saying by a levaya, by a shiva, that somebody's dead is a good enough raya to matter his wife, so Mela will come out, would have to be the halacha is that you're not allowed to say that he's dead at a levaya or at a shiva unless you have enough edus to be matter his wife, because otherwise that might gufa be used as an edus to be matter his wife. The Biskei Tshuva there in Simen Shinayin Hey brings a Chsam Sefer. It's in Simen Shindal Mem in Yerideya. What's it then if somebody's not married? Let's say he drowns in Mayim Shein Lam Seif or something like that, but even that you don't have enough of a beer had he been married to Yumatir, his wife, Ayumis Abo. He brings it, says it's a Machlekes HaPeskim. The Maran Ben Chaviv, he holds that even if he's not married, but it's a Gzera, if you can allow this to be good enough to make Avelus, even though it's not good enough to be marrying, to let his wife get married by someone who's not married, maybe they'll do that by someone who's married. And if they do that by someone who's married, maybe the wife will get married because of that. There's like Zera L'Gzera. But the Shvus Yaakov holds not the way. Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Alo Simukov Gimel, he holds no. He holds Avada, it's only when this Takach Shashtakola, you can't make your own Zeris. Avada, otherwise Avelos will be totally in Raiv, will be totally in the Umdana. Avada Yutzit Shiva, if it's not Negei, if your wife to get married. So Chsam Sefer discusses, do you have the din of Halachic Divir Mekel Bavel in this case? Since the Machalekis Apeiskim, if he should make Avelos, so is there a din of Halachic Divir Mekel Bavel? Well, no, since really everybody holds Be'etzim Mitzad Hilchas Avelos, there should be an Avelos here. It's only the child of this Gzeira. So on the Gzeira, that's like a Safik Derabbanan Lekula. So Mamela, you'd paskin that there would be Avelos. His answer is, if you're machmet to make Avelos, Taval of Bracha. He also brings the Tshuvas Mishkanes Yankiv Simon Samach Tes, that holds that this whole din about not being misabel when the wife can't get married is a big machlokes yishayinim itaynis. Itaynis that Rav yishayinim hold that you are misabel. It's two different dinim. Avelos is lechud, and het derishta is lechud, and we're not chayshish that maybe they'll come to matir ishta because of the avelos. He says Rav yishayinim hold that way, and lemaisa he holds halacha lemaisa legabe kaddish that they should say kaddish even if there's not enough edus for the wife to get married. Now the Mishnah goes on. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, afilu shamim in a kinaikis Aimerim, hareinu holchem lisbad velikvers ish pleini. That's also enough to get married. If the children are saying that we're coming to be maspid and to bury ish pleini. So Mar says, maybe they didn't go. So Rabbi Yehuda says, they said, hareinu ban mi lisbad, we're coming from the hesped and the crew of ish pleini. So Mar says, Akasha, maybe they were really burying a grasshopper, a pet grasshopper that they had, and they called them ish pleini. So the Gemara says, they said, how many Rabbanim were there? How many Saftanim were there? You see, they're not talking about their pet grasshopper. So it is what it seems to be a big Machlekes Rishayim here. The Mishnah is saying a case of Masiach Lefitumai, that the Ketanim aren't coming to say this, they're coming just to say the story that they're coming from this Levayim. What if the Ketanim would actually be coming to say this? What if the Ketanim realize that it's necessary, you want to know if he died, legabe, if his wife can get married, and they come to say Eidus that he died, is a katan neman for Eidus Isha. We find that psula Eidus and neman, a Isha, Eved, a Shifcha, what about a katan? So it's really telling how to learn the next words of the Mishnah, bein shu mischavin, bein she'ena mischavin. Is that going back on the immediate case preceding it, shamam and a tinaikis? And then it's saying in the Mishnah, Bein Shu Miskavin, Bein She'ena Miskavin. That means the Tinaikis and Eman, whether they're Miskavin or not. Or like the Yamshel Shlomi says, no. Bein Shu Miskavin, Bein She'ena Miskavin is talking in general. The Tinaikis is telling you a special Chiddush by Tinaikis that Masiach Levituma is good enough. And Bein Shu Miskavin, Bein She'ena Miskavin is talking about a Kosher Eid. But a Katan is really Pasal Eidus. That means it seems like it's a Machlekes Rishayim. The tour, the way we have the gears in the Torah, the awesome that a Magia says, Klar, that a Tinik, when he says Mace, is Neman, And also, if a tinuk says, we're coming from the Levaya, it's also Neman. Vaisis Mace is Neman, and it sounds like it's Mamish and Endus. And that's what says Mefurish in the Shilta Gibayim at the end of the second parak of Ksuvis on the Rif there, that Endus Tisha is one of the things that even a Katan is Neman. But the Rambam says Mefurish not the way. The Rambam says, Kvar Amarnu, it's in parak of Gimel Lachaches, Kvar Amarnu she'em pi'e kashle Endus Tisha med v'mush ha'shamim v'pi ben das, she'mei sponing, and evere shifcha. A katan and a shaita cannot be made, he's not a bendas. Then he says in the next halacha, Shalom in a tinaiki shenayim, achshav bonu mehespit ploini kach v'kach seftonu mayisham, uploini achalcham, uploini alacham mitasai, kach achasam mitasai, hareze mei bepin al piyad varam elu, keitzven masi in a sishtai. So the Rambam is mefurish. A katan is not nemon. It's only in the case where he gives you a whole long story about him coming from the Levaya, then it's good enough. And as I explained the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, he says the Kohen's only Neman B'chai Gavna. Then there's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and Simeon Yud Zayin Siv Yud Gimel. And the Rambam even says a bigger Chiddush, which the Arz Ruah brings down a Machloikis Yishenim about this. The Arz Ruah brings down a Machloikis Yishenim, the Asam Yishenim that hold, that it's dafka when it's right after the story, the katan is talking about the story, then he's neman. If he's reporting on something that just right now happened, then he's neman. But if he didn't report on the story right away, and he starts recounting a story that happened 6 months ago, you can't trust the katan for that at all. So machloekes yishein and brought narzirua, and the Ramah paskins l'chumra. So you see from here, and the Amshel Shleime brings this out, that together, that the gather Masiach Lefituma by Katan is different than the gather Masiach Lefituma by Guy. By a Guy, you don't need that it should be right after the story. Anytime the Guy says it, it's good enough. And also by a Guy, also you don't need that it should be telling it in the context of a story that happened. Even if the purpose of the Guy is to give over the information that the person died, that's also good enough. As long as you didn't ask him. As long as the guy wasn't asked, and he's not coming because he's Meskavan Laheir or Meskavan Lahater, that's called Masiach Lefituma, Kamavur in the Sugya. The main issue of Masiach Lefituma is that you can't ask him. But he doesn't have to be telling you a story, B'derech Sipra Maisa. And he certainly doesn't have to tell it to you right away. Mashenken a katan only works if he's telling you an entire story, and it only works if it happened right away. And the Amshe Shleime says, by a katan, even if you ask him, it's okay. By a guy, if you ask him, see a chayshashi. He asked him, so then he sees that it's negeya, so maybe he's trying to trick you. Mashenka, by a katan, he's not trying to trick you. As long as he's saying a story, and a story that just happened, so asking him is not megareya at all. It's a different type of masich lefitumai. So he mentioned this machloikis, what seems to be the tur, and definitely nishil de gibarim, Neman that a katan is kasha for Eidus Isha. There's also another din of Masiach Lefituma by katan. But a katan is kasha for Eidus Isha. And if he's coming to be made, the Vadi, he doesn't have to say how many Seftanim and Rabbanim and Kavranim were there. He could just say Mace. It's only by Masiach Lefituma. Then, if he doesn't give you all the details, you're afraid maybe he's talking about his pet grasshopper. But there's two ways it could be Neman. He could be made, he could be Masiach Lefituma. Hashem and the Rambam holds that a shaita and katan are not neman le'edus, it's only Masiach Lefituma is good. Now the Taz, and other Achrayim also want to say this, that they want to maybe be mashve the Das Rambam with the Das Tur, and say it depends how old the katan is. Agamar is talking about tinaikis that are playing with grasshoppers. They're taka like a shaita, like the Rambam says. Shaita v'katan, they're not bnei das. They're not responsible at all. You can't trust them. They're little kids. There's no way you could trust them b'chlal. But you have a katan which is a gil oinis ha-pu'utis. He's already an intelligent katan. He's not a gadol. He's not bar mitzvah yet. He's not kasher la'edus. But as far as we could see, he seems intelligent and responsible. So then he's kasher la'edus, just like upsul la'edus ha-kasher. This type of katan is also kasher. The Rambam's katan v'sheita means a katan that's not a bendas. That's not responsible. It's not intelligent. Now, I could be making up stories, but a katan, which is somewhat wise and responsible, then he's kasha le'edus. Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuva He brings a raya to this, because the Rambam, Lagabe Yavam, we had early in the Gemara, in the fourth parak, the Gemara said, in Daf Lametesim and Beis, it says that in regard to the Eidus, the Bezdin needs to say that the one who's doing Chalitza is really the brother of the one who died, it's good enough, even a Karev and a Isha, because it's Gili Milsa Ba'alma, it's a Milsa David Legliye. And the Rambam there says that even a Katan, if he's a Novain, if he's an understanding Katan, is also good enough to identify the brother of the mace and say that it's his brother, because it's a Milsa David Legliye. Now, the reason why Eid Echad's Neman by Eid Asisha is the same reason, because it's also Milsa David Legliye. And the Rambam Lehedya stells him too. The Rambam says, like I explained early in Hilchas Isha, said that Milsa David Legliye works. So the Chayr, that should follow, that just like a cotton works by Yavam, to say that the one who's doing Chalitza is actually the brother of the mace, because Milsa David Legliye, so why shouldn't the cotton work by Eid Asisha for the same reason of Milsa David Legliye? Elamai, that's the Teretz. The cotton there, the Rambam says by Yavam, is a Navin. He's a cotton that's understanding. He's already old enough. He's intelligent and responsible. He's just not by mitzvah. And the cotton here is talking about a little kid that's like a shaitan. It doesn't have das. It's not intelligent. It's not responsible. So mele, he's only named by Mesiach Lefitumai. This would be a good pshat to be mashv the Rishonim, but not all the Achreinim go with it. Most Paiskim, I think, go that he has to be bar mitzvah in order to be named by Eidus Isha. Now, right in the sugya, we had mentioned before the Mishnah on Kufchav Beis, all the psuli edus are neman lagabe edus isha to yimata nisha lebailu. To say meis bailu. Exception is, like we mentioned in the Rambam, shaita, katam, we just had a discussion. Goy is an exception. A goy is not neman. Also, we had the Mishnah of the chamesh nashim that aren't neman because they're chashu l'shaker, because cheskas and seinezu azu, like the Gemara said earlier. Chamaisa bas chamas, chamaisa tzirasa, yivimta bas baila. We mentioned in the previous Yurim that the Shmaitzah says with the Klarkite that they're not Neman, so be Nisa Midereisa, because the whole din that Eid Echad's Neman, the Psula Eidus and Neman, is a Kula Miderabanan. And if the Rabanan said that they're not Neman, it's Hajj Dinah to the Reisa, Vein Davish Baks Mishnayim. And then we have at the end of the second parak a discussion, what's the din by Gazlan Dereisa? By Psuli Eidus Machmas Aveira. The Gemara had a discussion. The maskana is that if a pasul midarabanan machmas aveira, a pasul midarayim is kashya for Eidus Isha, a pasul midaraisa is also a pasul for Eidus Isha. Now the shaila is, why is this an exception? If you see in the Mishnah here, Noshim, Avadim, Kravim, all psule Eidus are kashya for Eidus Isha, to matter in Isha to say meis baila, why should psule machmas aveira be worse? So Kepshuta, you could say, it's because it's a Kshash Meshaker. Chazal Pasha didn't believe someone who's a Rasha doesn't have Namanis with Chayshah Shari lies. So even though we were makel very much by the Namanis of Anisha, we weren't Chayshah so much for a Meshaker. But a Rasha has a bigger Kshash Meshaker, like a guy with Chayshah Shari Meshaker. And that's what a lot of Achreinim Naman. A lot of Achreinim Naman, the time is Pasha's Kshash Meshaker. The Buddha says it's a Memhei. The Ksais in Sim Memvav, Sivkan Yitzayin, says a big Chiddush. He brings it from the Muki Yosef in Sanhedrin that says this. There in Sanhedrin, in Chafei, the Gemara is a Machlekes Abayin Rava. Rava holds the only time that a Rosh is Pasul Eidus is if he's both Ra'al Shemayim and Ra'al Abriyas. He's a Ganav. You see, he's Ra'al Shemayim and Ra'al Abriyas. Or a mumar eichel nevelis l'te'avayin, where there the pshat is you see that because of mammon he's willing to be over an iser. But a mumar eichel nevelis l'hachis, Rava says he's kasha l'edus. Because he's just ra'al l'shamayim, he's not necessarily ra'al l'briyais. And you don't see that because of mammon he'll do an iser. So memeli is kasha l'edus. And Abayi says no. Even a mumar eichel nevelis l'hachis is pasul l'edus, because the parish says, altashis yadchem rasha liyas eit chames, altashis rasha ein, a Rasha can't be an eight. So anyone who did it alive their ISIS have had their Rasha, so he can't be an eight. Tiny Dixais, Bishain the Namuki Yasif, so male there's a chilik, Lagabe Eidus Nashim. Lagabe Eidus Nashim, even though the Gemara says that a Gazlan their ISIS is possible for Eidus Isha, But that's because he's Ra'al HaShemayim v'Ra'al HaBriyas. Even Rav is maskim that he's pasul. He's nischashit, he's not neman. Mashegin, stam that he was over in Avera, mum oichel nevelus lahachis, that betzim, there's no shash meshaker in him. There's no shash betzim that he's lying. That Rav says, he's only Ra'al HaShemayim, he's not Ra'al HaBriyas. You have no shash in him that he lies and becomes Ra'al HaBriyas. It's just Xeris HaKasav, Al Tashis Rosh Ein. So Mamela, he bought all the psulim and emma be'edis isha. So who adin, amuma eichel nevelus lahachis, if he's not a gazlin, he's just Ra'al HaShemayim, and you don't see also that because of mom and he's chashit to be either, so Mamela, he'll be kashal eidis isha. That's a Xeris Chiddush. That's a Gevaldige Chiddush. The Achrayim say the Olamais is the steam of the Rishayim, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that say that a apostle for Aveir der Aisa is apostle for Eidus Ish is not mashman that way. It's mashman the Upsulim apostle. Now in the Schalkas Yoyev, he tainis in Evan Ezra Simon Chavtes that's not the top. They weren't Chayshish or Rasha for lying. He brings the Raya because you see that a Rasha is neman even by Erech and neman by Yisurin. Even a gazlan der Aisa can be made that a chaticha is shuman or a behemu is geshachten, because if you chashit for one issa, you're not necessarily chashit for another issa. So you see, there's no din like I be'enach and emisur when we're not chashit that he's lying. So vas ebis v'ishi will be chashit that he's lying. That's the chalakas yayiv's taina. Elamai istam pasal zegzeris akasav. Ay lechayra, if Chazal were makshu up sulim, so why was the exception by Gazan de Raisa? Why shouldn't they be nichol in the psulim that akasha? If you're going to say he has no kshash mishaker, why is he different? So the Chalkas Yayiv says, because here there's a lav de Raisa, al tashis yadchem rosh aliyah seit chamas. When the Torah says a psul of rosh, the Torah says a lav. You should not use the rosh as an aid. If there's stam psul, so Chazal machshir psul. But if there's a lav de Raisa to use the rosh as an aid, so that Chazal didn't want to go connected a lav de Raisa. So einach anem b'isurin, that's not really an edus. That's not an amonis ba'alma. That's not an edus. So mel is no problem of using a rosh. I as a chash mishaka. Tanya Chal could say, if he doesn't have a chash mishaka, chashit for one isur, not chashit for another isur. Mashen came, ba'edus isha betzim in an edus. Now Chazal and Machshir Psuli Eidus. So Chazal didn't want to be Machshir Rasha because he's a Lav Deiraisa. But Al Tashis Yodchim Rasha Li Yaseid Chamas. So Kumtais, we have two possible svaris why Gazan Deiraisa is possible even though all the Psulim are Kasher. Either like the Neid Behuda, the Ksais, Nemzan, because it's a Kshash Meshaker. Or like the Chalkas Yayiv Nemzan. Nemzan Milchus Chinuch also holds that way in Mitzvah Lamed Vav. He's also bothered with the Nuka Yosef. He says maybe Nuka Yosef doesn't mean Eidus Isha, means Erech and Embi Yisurin. But Kapanim also Nemzan. It's nothing to do with Chash Meshaka. There's a Psul Eidus. They never were Machshir the Psul of Russia for Eidus for whatever reason. And Memela, according to that, Hu Adin and Amum Eichel Nevelas Lahachis, where there is no Chash Meshaka, is also a Pasul. Now, Shukaman, a big Nafkamina La Alacha. Is there a din of Nimsa Echemem Karevei Pasul if you have, let's say, three Edom that's made that the Baal died, and you find out that one of them is a Gazan Deraisa, one of them is a Gazan Deraisa, would he knock off the other two Edom als Nimsa Echemem Karevei Pasul? So the debut that we mentioned, Simon Memeh, he says of Adonat. He says that there's no Psulei Edus by Edus Isha, all the Psulei Makasher. A Gazan der Eis is possible because he has a Kshash Meshaker. That's not going to make the other Edom have a Kshash Meshaker. And why there'll be no din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle Edusim Betela. Even though by regular Edus, if one of the Edom Apostle means the entire Kad is possible, that's because there's a din of Psul. There's a halacha that Psuli Edus are possible. And if there's one Apostle in the Kad, it makes everyone possible. Mashenkem Edus Isha Psuli Edus Akasher. The guys on there, I say, here's a Kshash Meshaker. No one else is a Kshash Meshaker. And he says it's Pashit that way. But you'll be telling the Shiloh, like the Ksais, the Namuk Yosef that he brings, that the Psul of Rosh is also Kshash Meshaker. So I've had to be no dinner of Nimsechem Karev Apostle. But if you're going to say that, no, they were never Makshid this Psul blives Apostle, So Mele could be there is a din Misachar Vasidus in Betela. So Rabbi Kveg and Sim Bezayin also cleared the Shaila for himself, as there didn't Misachar Makar Vasidus in Betela. And he said this Svara, he brings an Eid Behuda, he says this Svara that I've had the Nat because the whole din of Rosh's Pasul is Atskos Akshash Mishakir, so that you don't have by the other two Eidim. And Mele, it's not Shaykh for the Psul to be Nimshach. Doesn't matter if they're apostles, as long as there's no Shash Mishakir, Chazal Machshib Suliedis. But he brings a raya from Iran and Gittin not that way. He won't be marich about the raya. Al Kupadim and Simon Kufchav Dalin, he's writing to the Nesivas. Also, the Nesivas had Nem done, like the Nayyid Behud, that there's no din of Nimsachar of Apostle by Edis Isha. And Rabbi Kvega said he also had that Safik Mizman, and he had that raya from Iran and Gittin that there is a din of Nimsachar of Apostle Yusim Betelah. So the Nesivas answered him that even if it would be shaykh to have such a din, it still wouldn't apply here. In other words, even if the din of the psul of Russia by Eidus Isha stam a psul, not al tshash mishak, like the Chalak HaSyayiv and the Mechas Chinuch Neman, and you'd want to say that that would be a din of Nimsach Mekarev Apostle, tying to Nesivas is not shaykh. Nimsach Mekarev Apostle is when you have a tsirif of a kat. When you need two Eidim, and you need the two Eidim to be made together in Besdin, so instead of bringing two Eidim, you bring three Eidim, the three Eidim become a kat. So if in that kat, one of them is pasul, so Mela, that kat becomes a pasul a kat. Now, Shenge be'edis Yeshua, all you need is one Eid. You don't need the Eidim to be made together b'chlal. You don't need a tzirif b'chlal. So Mela, one Eid is no shaykhis to the other one. It's b'chlal not shaykh to say nusav kar pasul edusim b'tela. It's not one kind of Eidim that one of them is pasul. It's three separate Eidim. Bechlal, an Eidus by Eidus Isha doesn't have to be that Eid coming to Besdin. You can have Eid Mipi Eid. So Mela, it wouldn't be Shaykh Bechai Gavna to say Nimsach and Kavazus and Matel. That's what the Sivis is Svar. And the Mekveg was masking to the Svar. The Rai that he had from the Ran was Lagabe in the Eidus Kufa. If there's a Psul in part of the Eidus, that Psul goes to the rest of the Eidus. But in a Kat, that wouldn't Bechal be Shaykh by Eidus Isha. So if he that svar of the Nesivas, even if you hold that there's a psul of Russia by Eidus Isha, it's not just a shash mishaker, still not pasha that be din of nimtz echem kari pasul edusim b'teila. Now, another nidin that's discussed in the Rishayim here is the shaila, is there a psul mipiksavam legabe Eidus Isha? We see all the psulim and emel legabe Eidus Isha. What about the psul mipiksavam? By regular Eidus is a din, the Eidus have to come and be made themselves personally, mi piem. V'loi mi piksavam. Stam aksav is not neman. There's a lot of prate dinim in that. We're not going to go into it, but there's a psul mi piem v'loi mi piksavam. What's the din lagabe eidus isha? Could you be saimach on aksav for eidus isha? So Yishenim will bring it to machalikis in the Yishalmi. The Rif brings the Yishalmi. Brings both days. Matzakasa b'shtar ish pleni meis ish pleni nerig. Rabim yom mesinis ishtay. Rabun berkanam e mesinis ishtay. And the Rif is not machriya, he just brings the machloikis, does Eidus Biksav work like Abba Eidus Isha or not? But the Rishayim say in Gittin, it's mavur from the Rif in Gittin that it does work. In Gittin, it's discussed that with Yibaydik, a Elaim, someone who can't talk, Yibaydik him like Abba Eidus, and the Gemara says, what's it negay for Eidus? Any MP Vloim Biksavim, and the Gemara says, it's negay for Eidus Isha. So you see clear from that Gemara that MP Vloim Biksavim doesn't apply to Eidus Isha. And that's the psak of all the Rishenim, the Rif, the Rambam, Musa, Mefurish, the Rosh Shulchan Aruch, that Ksav, Eidus B'Ksav, works for Eidus Isha. Now there's a Machlekes Rishenim, what's the din? Do you need that the Shtar should be Mekuyim? Normally, even when Shtar works, it has to be Mekuyim, you have to recognize the Chasimus, it's a din of Kiyim Shtaris, otherwise the Chayshish that is Mezuyif. Do you have the same din Kiyim that you only could use a shtar for Eidus Isha if you recognize the handwriting, or if Eidim are made on the handwriting, so you know exactly whose shtar it is, who's the Eid that wrote this. The Rambam's lashon is Matzah Kasa B'Shtar Meisish Pleni Ben Pleni Energish Pleni Ben Pleni V'Noida Shezek Ksav Yisrael Areza Tinasa Yishtai. If you know it's a Ksav Yisrael, then his wife can get married. Now the Rishonim understood the Rambam to mean that you need Kiyam. You have to know who wrote it. You have to make sure it was written by someone. So the Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Taina, that they hold you don't need Kiyam. Because the din is by shtaris, midereisa edim achsum al shtar nasa kemishenech kredusim bebezdin. That's what Gemara says in Gittin Daf Gimel, that you're not chayish mizif midereisa you don't nikim. Domber shlokish edim achsum al shtar nasa kemishenech kredusim bebezdin, edim on a shtar already considered as if it's completely checked down in bezdin. The Rabbanim will say that you need kiyim, the Rabbanim will chayish vizif. So Mele Tainet the Ramban and the Rajbir Dvam, if even me deraisa you don't need kiyim. Here by Eidus Isha, Rabbanu was so much more makel than the Torah. Why should they be more machmer? Avada they'd be ikmu, adina deraisa, you don't need kiyim. Does Tainet the Rishayna. The Emes is the Magid Mishnah learns up in the Rambam also that the Rambam doesn't mean that you need kiyim. The Rambam doesn't say that you're mekayim the ksav. The Rambam says, neidish is ksav Yisrael. You just have to make sure it's not a guy that wrote it. You don't have to know who wrote it, as long as it's not a guy. When Marshall, it's written in the language of Yisrael, or people tell you, Chloe, there was a Yid that wrote it, you have a beer that was a Ksav Yisrael, otherwise it might be a guy. A guy's not Neman. A guy's only Neman Masich Lefitumai. So that's why you have to know it's a Yisrael. But the Emes says you don't need Kim. That's what the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam. But the Beis can bring the Ari Sheinim also Chloe that say that you need Kim. It's only when you recognize the handwriting, otherwise it doesn't work. Shaila is, how do you answer the Ramban's taina? The Ramban said that the halacha is done by shtaris, that midereisa the din is edim achsum and alshad nasim mishnech kudusim abezin, yinach chayish mezuif midereisa, it's a gemar in kama mekaimis. Why would Chazal be machm over here by edis isha? They said by mammon, by get, by things like that, you need kiyim. Because these things, they're more machmen than the Torah. But by Eidus Isha, by Aguna, they're always more mekel. First episode, you're machmen that you need kiyim. So the Chuyi could answer. The Beis Shmuel asks a kasha. He says, what's pshat in the Ramban? The halacha is, the Ramah says in Chai Shemish, with Sim Mem Vav, if you have only one eid signed on a shtar, that's not called an eidus bechlal. There's no nechre eidusim bebezdin. L'mashal, there won't be any din of chayzer or magid b'chay gavna. Even if a guy signed on the shtar one way, if he tells you in Bezdin that what he signed on the shtar is not true, so that's it. The edus is gone. If it was two edim signed on the shtar, you say it's nechir edusim of Bezdin, he can't be chayzer anymore. It's chayzer or magid. Like other one ed, there's no din of chayzer or magid. There's no din shtar b'ed echot. That's what the Ramah holds. The emes is a machloikis rishenim b'zeh. The taisus and ksuvus tafchafim and beis brings two days to ban it. The fact of Shmuel, if the din is about echad b'shtar, it's not considered a shtar, so here you only have eid echad. So what's the pshat there? Ramban says, you're not chayish mizuyif. It's like nech reduce from a bezin. There's no din shtar by eid echad. So the Shmuel says that by eidus isha does work. In other words, by eidus isha, there is a shtar by eid echad. There won't be chadish a shtar by eid echad. So you could say that's the pshat in the Rishonim that hold unique kiyum, because they hold that no, that by Eidus Isha they weren't more mako to give it a din shtar, to give it a din nechre be'ed echad. It's only an echad here. It's not a shtar be'alma. So a mela, that's why you need kiyum. They're not being more machma than their isa. They're just not being more mako. So you can learn that's the machlekes. If you hold you don't need kiyum, the pshat is you hold like the shita. So it is considered shtar be'ed echad. Not like the Ramah. The shach brings out the shita's the memvav and chayshim mishpat. That's why you don't need kiyum, because it's a shtar. Even though midar abanan, you always need kiyum by shtaris, but they weren't machmeh here. That's only a chumer midar abanan. They wouldn't say it by a guna. But if you hold that you do need kiyum, the pshat is not a shtar by eid echad. But taina demaris at tzeivis, that can't be the pshat. And he says very good. He says, if you're going to say that it is a shtar here, so what's the pshat in the machloikis in the Yerushalmi? Why the toot stodim in the Yerushalmi? And why is the Gemara there in Gittin say that really there is a psulim ibiksavim here? It's only a kula ve'edus isha. It's a shtar. Shtar doesn't have a psulim ibiksavim. Shtar is a denech reedusim ibezdin. No psulim ibiksavim by shtar. But hechich, you're going to have to say there's no din shtar here. And he says it's really mefurish in the Ramban al Mechamis, in earlier in Yevamis, and that flam and aleph and beis, that he brings this Yerushalmi. And he says, I see from the Yerushalmi it's not called a shtar. And he says, you know why? Because a shtar is a pshat. The point of a shtar is, it's an edus that the one who needs this edus is supposed to have this edus. That's the yisoid of a shtar. It's a device to give edus to someone who needs it. But isha, the isha will never need this edus of shtar. The isha is neman. No one is ever going to have to give an isha a shtar that a baal died. The isha is never going to say a baal died. If anyone knows that a Baal died, they could just tell the Isha Baal Peh the Baal died. The Isha doesn't need a shtar. A shtar is something which you need the Eidus constantly. That's why it is a shtar. But an Eidus that you don't need is not Shaykh HaTayr Shtar B'chlal. And it's Mukach, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Machlaikis in the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi is mashma going to both stand when there really is a Psalm in Piksavim. The Shal said they have a Psalm in Piksavim, like the Eidus Isha. Were they make a Lagab Piksavim just like they make a by Opsulim? Well, no, the Psalm they didn't give up on. But if you're going to say it's a shtar, it says Bechalna didn't pick Savim. See, I have to say like the Rambanam Lechama said, anyway, here there's no shtar Bechalal. So, it's Taka Petla. So, what's Pshat in the Ramban and the Raj and the Dvar that say that you don't need Kiyim? Because anyway, mean the Raisi, you don't need Kiyim. It's only the Rabbanan that you need Kiyim. And the Rabbanan wouldn't be Machmehir by Aguna more than a Deraisa. But that's when it's a shtar. That's because the Gemara says in Gidden Klar, because Eidim Shenech. It's a shtar. But here it's not a shtar. You can't say it's a shtar. Otherwise, it ended b'chal no havin of a psalm big savim. So what's pshat? Zog the maris at seivis a gavaldigi yisayin. The reason why you're not chayshish v'ziyif is not because of nechkara. That's not the reason why you're not chayshish v'ziyif. Rashi there in Gittin Daf Gimel says, because lechatzah finish l'ziyufei. Not because of Nechra. Stam, there's an umdana. That's not, people don't, aren't Mazayif things. I mean, they're icy, don't have to be Chayish Vizayif. Other Rabbi, Tainas the Maris that say this, you can't say Nechra is the reason why enough to be Chayish Vizayif. Nechra is only if the Shtar is not Mazayif. How do we know it's a Shtar altogether to know to say Nechra? Can't be that the reason why not Chayish Vizayif is because of the Dinechra. Fakert. You have to first know it's not Mazayif in order to say the Dinechra. So what does the Gemara mean that midiraisa you don't need kiyum because eidem achsum al ashtar because Rish Lakish says eidem achsum al ashtar nasa kamish nechre dusim abesdin. So the Gemara says savis the Gemara means it's a raya. I have a raya that midiraisa you don't need kiyum because since Rish Lakish said that as soon as you signed on the shtar it's already nechre it's already finished. Why? We don't have any eidus yet. We don't have kiyum. In them state, they don't need kiyum. But why don't you need kiyum? Because there's no chash ziv. So this is the gemalding you say from the maris that say is the chayitz mukrich that the din that you're not chayish ziv is not because of nechkara. Adarabba, the stamma din you're not chayish ziv. The chatzah finishes yuvay. That's what causes the din of nechkara. So memela, even if it's not a shtar, as long as you don't need a shtar to be neman, like by here, where there's no psula miksavim, there'd be no chash of ziv. That's a pshat in the Ramban. L'mayis is a machloikis if you need kiyum or not, like we said. But the chalkas machloikis says a very geshmak azach. He says, since it's a machloikis, if adal chatchili, you need kiyum. But he says, but the evidence that you can't get kiyum, avadi you're allowed to get married even without the kiyum. He says, the svar is like this. Normally, when you need kiyum, there's a chash of a ziyuf, the pshat is the baldov is not neman. Like, let's say by a shtar milva or a shtar mecher, right? If you're not mekaymet, so you're afraid that the guy himself, the malv himself, or the lekeach himself went and forged the shtar to give edus to themselves. But here, you can't say the isha forged the shtar. She's neman. She's neman without a shtar. There's no chash the isha wrote the shtar as a forgery. She's neman to say herself. If she'd be saying Meis Baal, she'd be Neman. There's no chash that she forged it. And everyone else is also Neman. What's the chash? What's the worst that can happen? We don't know who wrote it. It might be Mezuyif. Someone wrote it. Elamai. Maybe it's a Psuledus. Maybe it's from the five Nashim. Maybe it's a Gazan Leiraisa. Maybe it's a Guy. Maybe it's a Psuledus. The Rambam says you have to know for sure it's not a Guy. But maybe it's a Psuledus. So he says, Agamara says over here, the case in the Mishnah, where a guy came to Rosh Shahar and he says, Ish plenty ben plenty makam plenty mace, and they couldn't find anyone, v'siyu v'sishtai, and the Gemara says, maybe it's a tzara, and the Gemara says, v'shas is a kind of case, and it's not v'shein makirin. When there's no etzah, b'makam igun, you're not chayshish r'psoledus. So just like you allow somebody to announce from the mountaintop, Ish plenty plenty mace, you have no idea who it is, but you maimin him, v'shas is a kind of. The chachila avada not. The chachila try to find out who it is. Avada. So the chachila, if you could be mekayim the ksav, try to be mekayim the ksav. Try to find out. But b'shas etchak b'malkam igun, The halacha is, even if you have no idea who the aid is Neman. So who would then buy a shtar, even if you are Chayishu Mezuyif? But Mezuyif means that maybe someone else, who could have written it? No matter who wrote it, it's an aid. Elamai might be a apostle aid, but Shasat Chak, we're not Chayishu apostle aid. That's the Chalkas Mechaykas Psak. And all the Achrayim hold that way. That Lamaisa, the Chachili have to be Chayish V'Fakiyim, according to those who shine him. But with the Eved, there's no Din Kiyim, because in Malkim Egan, there's no Chash of apostle. And one last nakuda. The Gemara at the end of the parak is a machloikis l'gabi drisha v'chakira. The Gemara brings down the braisa, ein b'ikya ein denashim b'drisha v'chakira, dev Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfanam b'itkim. And then you need by edus drisha v'chakira, you have to ask them different questions, when exactly it was, where exactly it was, what exactly happened. Do you need this drisha v'chakira b'ed denashim t'imater isha l'shuk? So Gemara says, k'mifli b'rabbi chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina says, "V'atayr echad dinim amnis v'echad dinim nefashis v'jushu v'chakira." The derais are really both dinim amnis and dinim nefashis v'jushu v'chakira. Shenem amishpat echad yilachem. So why does it say dinim amnis don't need jushu v'chakira? Shleitin al delos b'fnei lovin. Special takana by amnis, so people shouldn't be scared to lend people money. If you'll need jushu v'chakira, they'll be afraid they won't be able to have edus that the guy owes them money, because the edus won't be able to survive the jushu v'chakira. So what's the machlekes? The ma'ikam miflegi. My savar came in the k'ksuvu l'mishkuk dinim amnis dami. One holds that the edus isha is like dinim amnis, because she gets a k'suva. Well, my savar came in the k'shirin and eishas isha l'alma k'dinim nefashis dami. Since you're allowing her to get married, and eishas isha is an inyan for misa, is a chiv misa b'eishas ish. So that is a din like dinim nefashis. That's what the Gemara brings down the machlekes. So Rabban says, what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Chayin are both correct. The Ksuv is Dina Mamanis. And the Shirin and Eshish is Lahama, that's Dina Nefashis. So if you have an Eidus which is negated to both Dina Nefashis and Dina Mamanis, why would you believe the Dina Nefashis part of the Eidus because it's also Dina Mamanis without Yerushiv HaKira? But since it's also Dina Nefashis, it should need Yerushiv HaKira, also Dina Nefashis. And more than that, the Ksuv is L'shiktenasil Achatitli Mashakasav Lechi. The ksuv is totally in the heter. Lechari, he can't get the first base. He can't do the heter because Dina Nefashis need Yerushiv HaKira. So Mamela, you shouldn't be able to get married because you don't have the, you shouldn't be able to get the ksuv because you don't have a shenasa l'acha, title mashakasa v'lechi. The ksuv, like we said before, the medrash ksuv is dafk if she's mutter to get married. So what's pshat? Zogder Ramban, the pshat's like this. Avada midaraisa, you need Yerushiv HaKira. Because everything needs Yerushiv HaKira midaraisa. Now the shaila is here, is this bechlal that the kanis derabana to take off the din of Yerushiv HaKira? One man the Amma says, Chazal looked at this case like dinim amnis. Why? Because of the ksuva. The ik is the ksuva. That makes the whole thing dinim amnis. So male, this also becomes nichlal that the kanis to take off Yerushiv HaKira. And the take of Yerushiv HaKira mikol v'kol, because they look at Eidus Isha like dinim amnis, like a ksuva. Mashenkin, the other Tana holds, no. Eidus Isha, Chazal looked at it as dinim nefashis, because Yerushivin Yesh Yishlalma. But it's not the pshat that it's both. It's not that you have both dinim. Chazal to make one din for Eidus Isha. Either call it dinim amnis, because it's a ksuva, or call it dinim nefashis, because it had to Yesh Yish. Nafkimina, if they be mekel, and take off the din of Yerushiv HaKira. That's what the Ramban says. The Ritva says Vakert. The Ritva says that the din of Yerushiv HaKira is dafka by Mammon and Nefashis, which is the din of Mishpat. But by Gittin and Kedusha, by Davashib Erva, even though you need to aid them, because you learn at Davadavami Mammon, the Davadavami Mammon is dafka the din of Edom. Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Davar. That you learn out Dava Davami Mammon that you need Edim by Gittin and Kedushim by Dava Shabarva. But Yerushiv HaKira is a chlalo din of Yerushiv HaKira Dava Shabarva. Doesn't exist. So what's the machlekes? This din, the machlekes is vakert, where Chazal Mesak and Yerushiv HaKira when you matter Isha Lebaila. Do you say no? The whole Yisayit is Ksuva. So Mela by Ksuva is din and Mammon is anyway doesn't need Yerushiv HaKira Midarabanan. Chazal will never Mesak and Yerushiv HaKira over here. Or do you say no? The Baal, Yisharin Neshish Lalma. which is a type of dina nefashis. So mele chazal were mesak in disha v'chakira. That's what the Ritva says. Come to some machlokes. The Ramban holds, and the Rashi also holds like the Ramban, that really Davar Shebeiva does need Jisha v'chakira. The shail is that they take off the din of Jisha v'chakira here for Eidus Isha to compare it to dina mamonis because of the ksuva. And the Ritva holds v'keret. Davar Shebeiva does not need Jisha v'chakira. The shail is that they put on the din of Jisha v'chakira because it's comparable to dina nefashis. It could be negay, lagabi isser isha labaila. There's an Eidu Behuda which holds lapidus ritva that to asser isha labaila you don't need Yisha v'chakira. There's arichus in that. Ben kamakam laharich. Just one more nekuda. The Rambam says that the reason why you don't need Yisha v'chakira, the Rambam says, ein baikin eide isha b'jisha v'chakira shla amacham adava lahach melahakal mishimataris aguna. The Rambam says a special kula mishimiguni kuli berabanan not to need Jisha v'chakira. So the Rishayim already asked the kasha in the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about a kula by a guna. The Gemara says one man the Amma holds he needs Jisha v'chakira because it blives like dina nefashis, and one man the Amma holds he don't because it blives like dina mamonis. Where does the Gemara ever say that there's a special iguni kuli shimiguni kula berabanan? There's a special ataris aguna kula. So Shainam Amiyash of the Rambam Medeichik. But a lot of Achreinim, the Karenoira, the Maraset Seivis, the Aruch Lener, they say the Pshat the Rambam is like this. Mikayach this Gemara could be the Rambam with Paskin Yenid Yisha v'chakira. But the Rambam holds, just like the Gemara said before, the Rabbi Kiva before Huchzaku held that there's a problem with the Isha, Isha's Pasal Eidus. After Huchzaku Lias Messian, Alpi Isha, Alpi Evin, Alpi Shifcha, then Rabbi Kiva held, you don't need Isha's kosher. So there was a change. There was a huchzaku. So this Rabbi Kiva and Ptarfin, the Rambam learns the arguing kaidim shehuchzaku. They're the ones that hold that the psul edus are not kosher by aguna. So who did Yisha v'chakira? The Rabbanan didn't make any kulas. Whatever the din is, mikir adin. That's the din. If mikir adin applies like din in the fashis, then you need Yisha v'chakira. If mikir adin applies like din in mamonis, then you don't need Yisha v'chakira. But the Rambam holds that's all before Huchzaku. But once it's Huchzaku, Lias Messin, Api Isha, Api Evan, Api Shivcha, once the halacha is that Ups Hula Eidus, Akasha Fei Eidus Isha, because Mishimiguna Kila Rabbanan, so who then Yisha Chakir Zazai? That's a Kama Achreinim Amiyash of the Rambam with Agamara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.